Title of my message tonight is, What Is That to Thee, Follow Thou Me? And we're going to be talking about in 21, John 21, 22, then saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? And then he also down in verse 23 said, If I will he tarry to thee come, what is that to thee? Lord, I just pray that you'll anoint this message for your glory and your honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, look at the scene. Jesus has just got through talking to Peter about his responsibility to feed the lambs and feed the sheep. And Jesus interrogated him about his love for him because of his threefold denial. He then confessed his love three times. Jesus talks to him about his coming death, and it will be used to glorify the Father, that his love would be tested. Peter questions Jesus about John's death. Why is he going to be allowed to tarry, and how long? Jesus replies by saying, he can tarry till I come if I want him to. Whether he does or does not die, or how he dies, is none of your business. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. Many of us need to hear these same words this evening. Lord, about what? What about the homosexuals? Lord, what about the economic instability? Lord, what about my brother or sister who is sinning? Lord, what about the falling away? Lord, what about the iniquity that abounds and the hearts of many are waxing cold? Lord, what about the false teachers and the false prophets? Lord, what about the people's talking about me or offending me? Lord, what about the sin and failure of preachers? And on and on and on, you know? Jesus is saying, it's not your worry what others are doing. It is not your business what they are doing. You are not to judge others, or are you to judge yourselves by what they are doing or what they are not doing? What is that to thee? Follow thou me. Jesus says, follow thou me. We're here to follow Jesus. We're here. He's our prime example. He's the one that he's the one that leads, and we're the ones that follow. You know, in other words, Jesus is saying, first of all, keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on God. Do not look to the left. Don't look to the right. Keep your eyes on God. Do not get your eyes on people or the circumstances around you. You know, I was thinking when I was looking at these notes, I was thinking how sometimes people get off track because they follow people. You know, like Paul said, follow me as I follow the Lord. You know, and so sometimes people, you know, teachers and different things, and boy, people can get off track. You know, and lose sight of what they're supposed to be doing and how they're supposed to be living. And so they get their eyes off in the Lord. The Lord rebukes Peter's curiosity about John. He tells him not to be concerned about John, but to keep his eyes on him and follow him. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. So in other words, you know, we're not to be focused on other people, you know. And I mean, we love people, we encourage people, we pray for people, we minister to people, but yet at the same time, you know, we're not to have our eyes on people, we have to have our eyes on the Lord. I remember when I was pastoring in Jersey Shore, and Jimmy Baker, that happened at PTL, and he had to go to prison, all that happened, and really they say that he trusted the wrong people that got him in trouble. But anyways, there was that fall. And I said that morning, I preached about this very thing. I didn't preach this message, but I preached about having your eyes on God and focusing on him, you know, and not getting your eyes on man. And I said within my next breath, what if Jimmy Swaggart fell? What would you do? Well, it wasn't only a few months later that he was repentive and on TV and everything and repented of his sin. Well, So many people who had their eyes on him lost out with God. You know, that wasn't his fault that they had their eyes on him. But his, you know, what happened, yes. But, you know, they had their eyes on him. We can't, you know, sometimes people, they have their eyes on people and people let them down. So we have to focus on the Lord and, you know, and not on other people or on the circumstances. We have to keep our eyes on the Lord. Secondly, do your duty. Do your duty. Do what God wants you to do. Jesus is saying, do not concern yourself with what others do or do not do. Jesus says, follow thou me. Praise God. He says, follow thou me and do what I want you to do. Jesus always did what the Father wanted him to do. He gives us such an example, you know, of how he followed the Father so that we should do his will and follow him. I'm not here, you know, I've preached for years, don't follow me. You know, I'm not the answer. You know, I'm not the model. Jesus is the model disciple, and he's the model disciple maker. And he's the one that you need to follow. And notice in John 5, 17, and verses 17 through 20, it says this. If I get there. Okay. It says, but Jesus answered. Now, this is him with the Father. Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but he said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for the things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. So he was doing what the Father wanted him to do. And then also he goes on, for the Father, you know, loveth the Son and showeth him all things that he himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. So again, he's saying, you know, it's what the Father is showing him. And so Jesus did what the Father showed him to do, and he did what God wanted, the Father wanted, rather than his own will. Then we look at chapter 6 and verse 38. It says here, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Then in chapter 8 and verse 29, it says this, and he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. That's what we're here to do. Amen? Praise God. And then in Mark the 14th chapter and verses 32 through 36. I'll get there. Mark 14. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. 14:32. Then it says here, you probably got there before I did. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he saith to the disciples, sit ye here a while, I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter, James, and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy, and saith unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto what? Death, you know. Tarry ye here and watch. And when he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me, Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. So we see a prime example that Jesus did whatever the Father wanted him to do. He followed the Father's leading. And so he's our shepherd, and we follow him. Praise God. The word says, you know my sheep because they, what? Follow him. You know? And so we are to not concern about what others, you know, sometimes you might be called to do something that somebody else isn't called to do. And it might bother you, well, why doesn't that person want to do that? Or why isn't that person called to do that? You know? But the thing of it is, you're living for the Lord yourself. You doing what God wants you to do as an individual. Yes, there is corporate things that we do together. There's things that we do as a unit, praise God. But the church is about the family units that make up the church, the individuals that make up the church. So we all as individuals, you know, some you might have a burden for something, to do something or work to do something in the church or for the Lord that, you know, maybe your neighbor sitting by you doesn't have that burden. They don't have that is not the will of God for them. So we must follow the leading of the Lord, you know, and do what God wants us to do. And whether it's on our job, whether it's in life, whatever it is, you know, we're here, you know, he's going to speak to us. He's going to show us what to do. How does he show us what to do and what to do? You know, through the Word of God. That's our roadmap. That's what God uses to show us what God's will is for our lives and what we should do as an individual. And so then also, not only need we keep our eyes on the Lord, not only do we need to do what God is telling us to do, praise God, but also we need to be what God wants you to be. In other words, what does God want? You know, he wants us to keep our eyes on Jesus. He wants us to do the work of the Lord, and he wants us to do the work that God has called us to do. You know, to use the ministry that God's called us to use, whatever. But he's also called us to be what he wants us to be. He's called us to be like Jesus. Well, she taught this morning about the fruit of the Spirit. Well, praise God, the fruit of the Spirit tells us what we're supposed to be like. Amen. If we have the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, praise God, and we have Christ in our, that's because we have Christ in our lives. So the fruit of the Spirit, praise God, if we exercise or we, you know, bear that fruit, amen, in the world and in church and everything else, then we are being like Jesus. Don't have to do what others are doing. Do what God is telling you to do. But also, praise God, don't try to be what others want you to be. Don't give in to peer pressure and what others want you to be. You know, we need to be like the songwriter said, to be like Jesus. That's what we're here about. You know, we want to be like the Lord. We want to live like the Lord. You know, Ephesians is amazing to me. He talks about walking in unity in the bond of peace. He talks about walking in love. He talks about walking circumspectly. He talks about being filled with the Spirit. He talks about, you know, the book of Ephesians is sit, walk, and stand. Praise God. And so he talks about how we are positioned in Christ. We sit, we are seated with him in heavenly places. Praise God. And how that God, through the grace of God, he read something this morning, that we are the children of God, and we've been saved from the darkness and sin, and we're gloriously saved, and we're seated with him. And then we, praise God, are told all these things that we need to be, and then he tells us to stand, praise God, and put on the armor of God that we might be able to fight against the enemy. Well, if you're sitting and positioning yourself in Christ, and you're walking with the Lord, praise God, then you're going to be in a position, praise God, amen, your relationship with God, so that you can use the armor of God to defeat your enemy. But that's a little bit off my subject here. Amen. To get, you know, praise God. So we need to, you know, be like Jesus. You know, we need, you know, the Bible tells us, you know, all things work together for the good to them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. And then he goes on to say, and be conformed to what? His image. Amen. We're to be like the Lord. Amen. And all these things that happen in our lives should help us to grow in the grace of God, get closer to God. Amen. So that we, you know, can be like him and display his image and likeness. In John, okay, go back to John again. Praise the Lord. And we look at John, the 8th chapter and verse 12. John 8 and verse 12. There we are. Okay. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Well, what is, you know, what made Jesus, you know, the Bible says that in him was life, and that life was the light of the world. Praise God, it's the life of Jesus. In us also is the light of life, you know, that people see Jesus in our lives. And then also in chapter 9 and verse 5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Praise God. And then in Philippians, I think I got that. Yes, good. Praise God. In Philippians, the second chapter and verses 13 through 15, it says this, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye, what? Shine as lights in the world. Praise God. Shine as lights in the world. And then, praise God, you go back to John, and one of the most familiar portions of scriptures that we use all the time, in John, the 13th chapter, and verses 34 and 35. A new commandment give I unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. What? That ye also love, praise God, one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. Now notice, he says here, praise again, we're talking about being like Jesus. Jesus was the light of the world, and he's trying to tell us, praise God, that we're the lights of the world, and our lights shine, and when we do the will of God in our lives. And then he says, this commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. So again, it's Jesus is the example, praise God. And he shows us so many times in the Word of God how that we are to be like him, praise God. And not, you know, it's Jesus is our judge. He's the one that we stand before. He's the one that we give account for, praise God. Thank God, amen, that our peers aren't our judge. The world isn't our judge, praise God. We walk before the Lord and our relationship to the Lord, and he's our judge, praise the Lord. And sometimes people's, you know, convictions are different. But it doesn't mean, you know, if you're walking with the Lord and your conviction is different than this person's conviction, and, you know, and sometimes, you know, maybe that person isn't like Jesus like you think they should be, praise God, but maybe they haven't had the revelation that you have. Maybe they haven't been saved as long as you are. Maybe they don't have the knowledge, praise God, or God hasn't dealt with them. You know, we stand before him. He is our judge, praise God. And he determines what we are to do, and he determines who we are. He determines what we should be. And all of these commandments are fulfilled in one commandment, that ye love one another. Praise God. And then John, the 10th chapter, in conclusion, John, the 10th chapter, he says this, my sheep, I quoted this already, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. You know, what is that to thee? Jesus told Peter. Whoops. Oh, Lord, forgive me. You know, that he told Peter, what is that to thee? follow thou me. And so this evening, praise God, it's all about keeping our eyes on Jesus, amen, and what he wants. And we are here, praise God, to do what God has called us to do, to fulfill his will, you know, and no matter what other people are doing or not doing, praise God, you and I, amen, what is that to thee? Jesus is saying, follow me, praise God. And then also, amen, doesn't matter, you know, Jack said, my retired preacher friend said, when he was there with me in Jersey Shore, he was in his 70s, he's about my age now, great man of God. And he said to me, he said, Roy, he says, others can, but we can't. You see, when it comes to being like Jesus, sometimes other people can do things that you can't do. Amen? In order, you know, and so it's up to them. They are the ones that are following the Lord. It's up to them to do what God tells them to do. Now, the thing of it is that I stand up here, and you've heard me say this before, praise God, others can, but I can't. Well, I haven't gone to a movie theater since I was, well, I was about 14 before. And then Sally and I, all they were talking about the grace of God and how that the grace of God allows you to do these things and everything. And so, okay, we went to a drive-in, Sally and I. We were there about 15 to 20 minutes. Conviction of God was upon us because we both were convicted not to go to shows and not to go to drive-ins or stuff like that. Now, most Christians today think that, oh, man, you're out to lunch. I go to these movies and everything else. I don't go to them because I don't want to promote anything to, you know, any movie. I don't want to go and watch Bambi because Bambi is going to promote Hollywood. That's my conviction, you know? So, you know, that's the way I am. That's the way Sally was, praise God. But the thing of it is that I don't judge or put down everybody else that wants to go and do that, that wants to go watch a Christian movie or watch a movie or whatever, praise God. That's between you and the Lord. See, what's that to me? I have to follow the Lord. I have to be what God wants me to be, praise the Lord. And you know, and people say, well, what about television? Well, the thing of it is, you can shut it off. You can change the channel. Praise God. You don't have to watch it. Amen. Hallelujah. So thank God we can do that. But anyways, God is really wanting us, praise God, to keep our eyes on the Lord. And God wants us to individually have that relationship with God through the Word of God, through the Holy Spirit, that we know what God is wanting us to do. Amen. And what he's wanting us to be. That's, you know, so I look at, and I don't have anything to point my finger at in your life, you know, tonight. I can't point my finger at, you know, it would make it a better illustration if I did. I could say, oh, what is that to thee, Leroy? Follow thou me, Jesus. You know, but we all have been in a position, you know, look how much Jesus was judged. You know, all the things, the opposition, you know, he wasn't supposed to do on the Sabbath. You know, he wasn't supposed to heal on the Sabbath. His disciples wasn't supposed to pluck corn on the Sabbath. All the things that were in opposition to Jesus. But what did Jesus do? He healed that man on the Sabbath because that's what the Father showed him to do. That's what the Father wanted him to do. Praise God. So we need to have that conviction of God and the Holy Spirit where we are going, praise God, to say and do and be what God wants us to be. Praise the Lord. And, you know, and mostly, and keep our eyes on Jesus. That's the most important thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, because people fail and people fail you. Praise the Lord. But Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Praise God. And we also are in the recovery business. We're in the restoration business. You know, over the years of pastoring so many years, I found out that sometimes people didn't want certain people to get right with God. You know, they didn't want certain people coming into the church and getting saved, you know. But it didn't matter. The gospel is universal. Pastor Billy always says, the whosoevers, praise God. It doesn't matter who it is, praise God. The whosoevers can be saved. Amen. And that's what we want. We want anybody, the cross, Calvary, and God's love and mercy and everything invites anybody. That's an invitation. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. So, amen. That's what our message is tonight. Keeping our eyes on the Lord, doing what God wants us to do and being what God wants us to be. Praise God. And his sheep hear his voice. Every single one of us, amen, who know the Lord, praise God, can hear his voice. He speaks to us. Amen. Sometimes we don't want to listen. Praise God. Oh, but praise God. He gets through our hard heads sometimes. And yeah, Lord, I know I got to do that. Or Lord, I know I got to change. I got to be like that. Whatever. Amen. So it happens. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. All I ask is to be like him, from earth to glory, from me. All I ask is to be like him. Maybe you can help me. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus, all I ask is to be like him all through life's journey, from earth to glory. All I ask is to be like him. Lord, we're thankful, God, for this message tonight. And truly, God, amen. We want to have our eyes on you. We want to seek first the kingdom of God. And our desire is to serve you, Lord. Our desire is to work for you. And so, God, I pray that as a church, that you would guide and direct us and help us to do and be what you want us to be. But also, this message is for all of us as individuals. Praise God. That, Lord, that you're the model. You showed us how to do it, praise God. And your relationship to the Father. And that's a relationship that we want to have with you, that we walk and talk with you, and that we commune with you and have that relationship, God, where, Lord, we're in tune with you, so we know exactly what you want us to do. We know exactly what you want us to be and how you want us to live, praise God. And so we as individuals, we want to surrender to that. We as individuals want that in our lives, praise God. And so, Lord, it doesn't matter what others do or don't do. It doesn't matter how they live or whatever, praise God. It's for us, praise God, to know and to do and to be what you want us to be, praise God. And if a person has fault, amen, we're supposed to be spiritual. We are to pray for them. And considering also ourselves, because we're not above temptation or trials or failure in our own lives, praise God. And we are to pray for them, praise God. And we are to bear one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ. Well, what is the law of Christ? The law of love, praise God. That we pray for them for them and try to help them, praise God, because we love you, Lord, but we love them also in you. So, God, just bless us, Lord, and help us, God. Amen. Hallelujah. To follow you, Lord, to follow what you want, praise God, and not be concerned, praise God, and not have to have you say to us, what's that to thee? Follow thou me, praise God. Hallelujah. That we can jump the gun and we're already following you and doing what you want us to do and being what you want us to be. Lord, I just praise you, Lord, for our fellowship. I thank you, God, for your goodness, love, and mercy. I thank you, God, for all that you're doing and what you're going to do. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Thank you.